Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Crystal DeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Hi guys, Christy here. Just a little bit about this episode is we got cut off, so it just ends. We didn't do any of our closing or anything like that. We actually didn't even finish our questions, but we'll get that question in another time. If you would like to join our free Facebook page, it is Champion Chat 360 Forum. It's a closed group, so you're going to have to ask to enter it, and that's where we'll talk about posing or girl stuff, baby stuff, whatever it is. You can talk about prep if you want or meal plan ideas, whatever it is. We're there for you. And you can join it again at Champion Chat 360 Forum on Facebook. It's a closed group. You just have to ask. Hope you guys have a great day and talk to you soon.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. So today we have dogs, we have babies. So we're going to try our best to get them out of the equation. But if you don't like it, tough. Because babies are so cute. Little Ben is sitting on. Little Ben is sitting there. Like, we're professionals. But we're professionals that have lives. And we live in a life. And we don't record in a little studio or anything like that. So, deal. But besides that, how you doing, babe mama? Oh, hey, babe mama.
Oh, hey. We're doing good. It is gorgeous outside right now. We played outside just for a little bit and doing good. Right, little girl? She's sick, but it's okay. You would never tell.
No.
That she's sick. But she is. Right, little bean?
She looks
sick. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good. Let's see. Belle had her 9-month she just started crying. 9-month checkup, which was more like 10-month. And yeah. She is in the 50 percentile now for weight and the 85 percentile for height. So she's just lean bean. She's just tall and skinny, kind of like, I guess, what she's going to be like her dad.
Aww.
Not like mom.
How much does she weigh?
So she only weighs 5'6". So she doesn't weigh. I was shocked. I thought she weighed more than that. But.
So I have to tell you this.
Right.
I have a little heifer.
Yeah.
But she was just weighed because we have to give her medicine. So they wanted to check her weight. She's 20 pounds, 11 ounces.
Oh my God. How tall is she?
I know. They didn't take her height, but she's not that tall.
She just
you can see her. No one else can.
Yeah, she's just
full. Check her. Look at those thighs.
Those are some growing thighs. Those are growing thighs. So Belle is 29 inches long, which is, I think, what they said the average, like, 1-year-old is 29 inches.
That's tall.
Yeah. Well, her dad's 6'4", so... But, I hold her back in, I guess, everything. And
yeah.
I hold her back in weight. I hold her back in height. But, and she eats like a pig. She literally, like, it is one of my things that I stress about. I think I've said this many times, but, like, I stress. She feeds on me sometimes 4 to 5 times a day. So, feeds on me. We feed her 4 ounces of formula a day. We feed her 3 times a day on that, like we said, like, last podcast, the salad plate or whatever it's supposed to be, if you're fancy, the little small plates you get with your big plates when you get a box of plates. And she eats, she's a fiend.
Yes.
She's a fiend. But she's only 18 pounds. I literally, like, looked at the doctor. I was like, is that normal? She's like, no. She's literally 50 percentile. I was just like, good. So she's not below 50, which is what she's been her whole life. Because she was only a little nugget. She was only 5'5".
Yeah.
I don't even remember now. 5-something. Was she 5'9"? 5. She was small. She was really small when she was born. So she's just a little guy. Weight-wise.
Yay!
Yay! Sorry. We're back.
Hi, little girl.
Yeah, make your screen big. Oh. Oh, you see your face? Oh. Can you clap?
Hello.
Oh, that's your foot on the cord. There we go. Yay! Yeah! Yay!
Yay, Belle.
Can you see Venna? Venna, Venna, Venna. Venna, Venna, Venna. Venna, Venna, Venna. The dogs are getting all excited now, too.
I think
Oh,
you're fun.
so now, listeners, you have like two babies, two dogs, slash, Denica has her two dogs that are probably just hanging out right now, but pulling in our headsets, pulling in everything. It's
My
life.
dogs are right here.
Yeah, this is Denica. If you could, if I can, I'll show you. Like, there is Truss now. I don't know if you see that, but
Oh.
he's chewing on one of Belle's blocks that have now become his. Like, the good thing is that they're sharing. Belle
Oh.
and Dress are sharing toys and everything else. They share toys, they share bones, whatever.
Totally fine.
Yeah, it's no big deal. All right, we probably should get to the questions because we have ticking time bombs on our laps. So I have this all fancy setup because I'm in my living room, which you might hear a little bit more echo from me, and Danica's at her house, but I think it sounds great on her headphones. So,
Yay.
yeah, right? The other one, I was like, why can't I fix this? Why can't I fix this? But life happens. So, my husband's super fancy and he has the computer set up, and this is where everyone can laugh at me. So, I am recording the podcast with Danica through Skype on my laptop. And I kept pressing my laptop mouse pad to try to get my computer on my big screen to work. And it's completely separate. And I was just a meathead and just doing that. So I just wanted to tell everyone I was doing that. So, anything, Danica, off the top of your head that you want to talk about? Anything that was not from what we got for questions?
No, I say we just go right into the questions, and we can do like a fast one right after the other, give an
Yes.
answer.
Okay, so the first one we got was balance, because we all, oh, this is from Fitbot, BOOV34, which was Rebecca, and she was in my Yorton with me. I don't know if she was in our Yorton together, but she's awesome. Love her. Actually, she came out and saw me in Minnesota when I was in Minnesota, and she says balance, because we all suck at it. What's your advice?
Balance. So here's my take on balance nowadays. It is whatever you need to do to keep yourself sane, healthy, make sure that you're feeling fulfilled in your life. So if that's getting your workout in, that's part of your balance. If it's going out to dinner, that's part of your balance. Everyone's balance, in quotations, is going to be different, but whatever brings that fulfillment to your life, I think, is balance. How do you get there? Suck it up, buttercup. Write it down, figure out what you want, set your goals, and then we've talked about setting SMART goals, but take it one day at a time. I mean, that's what life is, right? Life is about taking things one day at a time, taking challenges as they come. So that's what helps me to achieve that balance. And another thing that always helps is having a second eye to make sure that that you're looking through clear lenses in your life. So Matt is always good with telling me, hey, you should probably like hang out with your husband a little more.
That's funny. Let's see. My balance is there is no balance. There's seasons. My favorite thing to say is seasons. So there's times where you're gonna be balls to the wall with one thing, like with a deadline if you're working, or with clients that you have to like really try to give them a little bit more attention on a Friday if you're a coach that usually has a lot of check-ins on a Friday, Saturday. Like you're gonna that's it's a long-term even out instead of a short term every day. But my other thing is that every day, if you can go to bed thinking, oh, I feel pretty fulfilled. Like I know when I go to bed thinking, I cleaned the house, Belle did things, mentally grew or physically grew. I did things. I worked out. I said hi to my husband, gave him a high five with this what the contact we get lately. then that, and if I talk to a friend or so, that's a balanced day for me. And with prep in that mix, same idea. If I got my workout in, it's part of it. It's not the whole. I think too often when you shift your priorities too much to one thing, then that's where it goes wrong. And you have too many hats you wear in your life that you have to remember that you have to fill each bucket in your life. And if you're someone who can't fill each bucket, maybe you need to limit your buckets. And that goes to another thing that a question that we had was, how do you deal with being social, being going to work events, going to weddings, going to basically living a life during a prep?
Well, I'm not good at that because
Yeah, I
I
was gonna
don't
say
socialize outside of
we have
my
two
home.
different we have two different we have two different things on this. So I'm gonna let you go first and then I'll go. Because you socialize. You went to a wedding, even if you're forced, you've been to a wedding.
Yes, I absolutely will do stuff if, but I don't go out of my way. Does that make sense? Like,
Yeah, that makes
I'm
sense.
very much a homebody
We've talked about
and
this before that you
I
are
won't go
a
out of my way. Like, it doesn't,
right. Like you're
I'm introverted.
an introvert an extrovert intro, you're an introvert you're an extroverted introvert or vice versa. I don't know which way would be better to think of it, but you're one of
Yeah.
those where you will be social, but if you could choose not to be, you're completely fine with that too.
Yes, very much so.
So I guess I'll answer this question because I am an extrovert. Even though I don't want people to think like I'm like always a squirrel. I am some 90% a squirrel. Most of the time I do like to be with people, but there are some times that I enjoy not being with people. It's true. There are times that I just don't want to deal with anyone. And that this is I'm parenting right now. Do you see what I'm doing? But this is Mike's setup. Sorry, I
I
know
do.
I'm doing a squirrel moment right now, but this is Mike's headphones that he plays his games on. And this is playing Moana, which is Belle's favorite show, or I guess movie. And she literally will clap, sit up, pay notice. You see her paying attention to the screen, not even to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is terrible. I'm a terrible mom. I know, I get it. But I don't give a shit because it keeps her quiet and she loves it. She will clap when it gets her favorite song. Watch. Watch when she perks up and she sees her favorite song. It's ridiculous. It's amazing. So, how do I deal with being a balanced person? I think I've said this many times, but I definitely think that not one thing makes me who I am. There's so many hats that I wear, like I said before, and we've said before, that make me who I am. So my family makes me who I am, so I want to go to a social event with my family. Now, just because I'm at that social event doesn't mean I need to eat lasagna. I'm there for my family. I'm there for the people that I'm there. Now, when I worked at a corporate event, and you have the corporate events, that's one of the questions that was asked, and they have all the kind of just food that's not great. Doesn't mean you can't bring your own food, and by bringing your own food is a negative thing. It just means that you can bring your own food. That's not a big thing. And dealing with family members is a different thing if they are assholes, or people that are assholes, or friends that are assholes. Like friends that are assholes are just not friends. Like if you can't go out with someone and just be like, I'm just gonna have a salad or I'm just gonna have the plain chicken. Hi, I'm gonna be Sally from how when Harry met Sally. So you can just be Sally from
Yep.
When Harry Met Sally. I want the sides on the sides, and I want this on the side, and I want this. Just be that person. That's who you are, and that's okay. And if anyone has a problem with it, that's their problem, not yours. So that's how to deal with other people, I guess, with balance. But with you have to, you've just got to know that you have to wear all these different hats in a day, and that's 100% normal. I don't know about you, Danica, but when I was just a trainer, I don't even know what it was like to be just a trainer anymore. Like, what did we do?
Oh,
What did we do without having to add a human? Now, hey, guess what? You have all this stuff going on. Now add a human in it, and still get everything done.
yeah.
No big deal.
Right.
So.
Totally fine.
Yeah, no big deal. So with the, I didn't address, I addressed mostly just like the going to it or not dealing with other people, but for yourself, kind of going with why you don't socialize with people sometimes. I think one of the reasons why I socialize people still with prep is I cut out that nitty-gritty of like going to dinner with someone is gonna be a chore because you don't have like you don't have control of the meal. I'm that person that will either A, be the Sally, or B, bring my own meal. I'm not scared to bring Tupperware in. I'll do
Yeah.
it. Or I will ask to go to a place that has, I think that's a big thing. Ask to go to a place that has things that you can actually eat. Like when I go up to see you guys a lot, there's a great restaurant that is prep friendly. It's called what, Windjammers,
Windjammer,
and it's like a salad bar, and then we just order our main proteins and our carbs, and it goes from there. So you could be the person be like, hey,
yep.
how about this place? How about we go to this place because this works for all of us. Or one of my favorite things to do
Right.
because I love to have people over is, hey, why doesn't everyone come to my house? Like I've talked about with the holidays, and everyone come over, we'll make things. You guys can bring like X, Y, and Z, but I'm gonna have this because this is what I know I need to eat. And then it doesn't look so like crazy, like Tupperware lady.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And then weddings, just don't eat the cake. Like you gotta at least sample some of the food they give you. But honestly, the food they gave you is not gonna be that great anyway. So most of the time, well, depends, I guess, but.
Yeah.
Order the chicken.
Order the chicken, scrape off the
Right.
topping.
You're good to go. Excellent. Okay, let's see. Maintaining. Oh, cocktails. So, I don't know about you, but do you guys have pressure for cocktails at all? Yeah.
I never do because I'm okay with saying no thank you
Yeah.
when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Because ultimately that's my choice. Like I'm totally okay and confident to say no thank you. I think that that might, like, this is my opinion, but I think that that comes with age.
Yeah, I would say because I'm looking at this, and this question is in text of being in the work world. So when I was younger, a younger trainer, one of the things we did every Tuesday as a group of trainers, this is trainers.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm
don't be sorry. Listen, this is to you and I. Everyone else, if they have a problem with the baby crying, can fuck themselves. I will edit out as much of her crying as possible. That's why I stopped when she cried for the first time, so I can edit it out as much as possible. And if they have a problem, they can fuck themselves. So back to the question. So when I was a young trainer, one of the things we actually did as trainers is we went out together to Buffalo Wild Wings, which was not trainer-like at all, but it was cheap, and we were young trainers, and we all drank. But I was wondering, if I was a young person trying to connect, would I be upset? Or would I feel left out if I didn't go to the, and I think what you just said was perfect. You can still go to happy hour and not drink. You can choose, nah, I'm just here for, nah, I'm just here. I'm just here. I don't have any wings, or not here for the wings. I'm just here to live life and to experience this. Long and short of it, people need to focus more on experiences, not the food, not the life. People need to focus more on experiences, not life, like not the food, not the thing that's going on around it.
Exactly. And I've said that before. You
Yes.
should, you know, when you're celebrating holidays, you're celebrating family coming together and making memories, and it's not all about the food or the drinks. So to be able to be in the moment, to be able to make memories, that's what your focus should be. So to be stressed out about like an alcohol beverage, you got to try to put it into perspective for yourself and be able to step back and say, what's the main reason why I'm here?
Yeah, exactly. Good. Okay, so now we got some other deep questions. So let's have you answer this one. So how do you deal with being number one and a half, we'll say? Because the question was, how do you deal with not being number one, which we know you have to be number one no matter what, because of just because you're the vessel. But when you have a baby, you have to deal with them, especially if you're breastfeeding, or as we see right now, you take time off because she's sick or whatever. How do you deal with being not the most important person in your life?
You know, I was a strong believer when I got pregnant to make sure that if I don't take care of me, I'm not going to be the best mommy that I can be. So there are little things that I always remember to do, because if I don't do those things for me, then I'm not going to be the best for her. Even though, like, bigger things, so like, or I guess not bigger things, but things like take your insulin in the morning,
That's
make
huge, like
sure you go to the
your life,
bathroom,
your life.
make like my life. But I think another thing that I remember to do is keep one thing that brings me, or a couple things that bring me happiness. So I love my coffee in the morning. And if she is not hurt and she's totally fine, I will make my coffee and I will take a sip before I tend to her. So I make sure to do that. And I kept that routine because that's been my routine before a baby. And that is just what one thing that I kept. Another thing is getting a workout in. So there are some days that she needs me more than I need the workout, but I always try to make sure to do something, or when people offer, take advantage of that and say, okay, I'm going to take you up on that. And like today, for instance, I left early Wednesday. You guys will be hearing this on Monday, but today is Friday. Thursday, yesterday, I had to take off. Today, I had to take off. So today, I went into work, and one of my clients who also works with me said, if you need anything, let me know. I said, please watch her for 30 minutes. And she did. So to try to take care of me, because I knew if I got my workout in, I would have been a better mommy. I would have been stress-free. I mean, being home with a sick baby isn't the most stressless thing, but I think if you put things into perspective, like prioritize and always make sure to know, if you don't take care of you, then you're not going to be the best that you can be.
Great. Tie up with that question. Next question. Best fat loss workout slash cardio. So this is, yeah, this goes run around all the world, right? So everything changes.
I mean, if you want to put it basic, calories in, calories out. Like, if you wanted to just bring it back to basic, but everybody's different in how their bodies respond. I mean, some people say fasted cardio is better. Some people say HIIT is going to be better than LIIFT. I do think that watching your heart rate. Like, this is a newer thing. Well, not really a newer thing, but I think it's more prevalent now in fitness industries. But being able to watch your heart rate and change it up, know what your max heart rate is. So if you want to do that, it's 220 minus your age. Mm-hmm. But find your max heart rate, find your resting heart rate, and, you know, push yourself. If you're able to have a casual conversation while doing cardio, could you push yourself a little bit more? Could you change up the type of cardio that you're doing? I think that that's always good, because your body will adapt and get used to the same thing every day. So some people say, Danica, I've been doing the elliptical for 45 minutes every single day for 3 months. And I'll say, well, your body's used to that. That's your norm now. Like, your body just expects that. It's adapted. So you got to change it up and try something new. And it might just be 10 minutes on the step mill. So my thing is always change it, always, and then watch your heart rate. I think that always helps with fat loss, just so that you're more aware of what your body is actually expending.
Mm-hmm. 100% agree. Heart rate is the best way to tell what it is. Unfortunately, most of us don't have the ability to do testing. If you have a ability to do a RMR or a VO2 test, I highly recommend that you do it.
A VO2 test is a great way to get your numbers that you need to know for your anaerobic threshold. So your anaerobic threshold is when there is no oxygen present, meaning your are no longer utilizing fat as an energy source, and you're using most of your glycogen storage. And your aerobic threshold is where you're most efficiently utilizing fat as an energy, and that is usually lower. And people are shocked that, you know, you burn more fat when you are in a lower heart rate zone, but it's because oxygen needs to be present to utilize fat as an energy source. So think of it like this. I like to think of, if you had a storage locker, your oxygen is what unlocks your fat locker. And without that, you are not going to be able to burn the fat that you have in storage. If you're in a higher heart rate, you're burning more glycogen. If you're burning more glycogen, you're going to burn more what your fuel is to make your lean body mass. So build more lean body mass means more metabolic rate, which means I can eat more food. That's why, as we both actually talked about in past, that we both love cardio. For those people who shit on cardio so often and were like, oh my god, I don't do cardio, I'm so awesome, I don't do cardio. I'm like, well, you're a fucking idiot if you don't do any cardio. Because you should do some kind of cardio. For two reasons. One, because it's your heart strength. Two, because you should do something to burn fat every day. And I get it. You shouldn't be doing, Danica said, you shouldn't be doing the same amount and expecting the same results. You have to step it up a notch after that. But you have to be kind of what we've said before. Be consistent and know where you have to go the next step, because you are your own Petri dish. And you have to know that your Petri dish is a little different than my Petri dish.
Exactly.
Kids make everything ridiculously hard. Okay. Pre and post workout foods. Why and what's your favorite?
I think that for myself, to be honest, I don't like having my sugars. Now, this is for me personally as a diabetic. I don't like having my sugars spike at all before I work out. I like to have just a fat and a protein so that my sugars are just stable and I don't have to like administer any insulin to make sure my sugars don't spike, so I can just kind of coast into my workout. That being said, that's not for everybody. So the way that my body kind of works is going to be different. I think that for a lot of people, having a fast-acting carbohydrate before your workout is good. So that could be a banana. You could even have a slice of toast with some jam on it if you wanted to, but nothing that's heavy post-workout. So now your muscles are kind of looking for fuel to kind of help repair and feed that workout that you just did. So I always think that it's good to have protein and carbohydrates afterwards. My favorite one is, so I make cream of rice, a scoop of protein, and then I do 30 to 40 grams of a banana, and then I mix it all together. And believe it or not, I throw it in the microwave. So I cook the cream of rice. I put the scoop of protein in it with a little bit of water and a tablespoon of egg mate. Put the banana in there, put it in the microwave for 30 seconds, and then it's like a cake. And that's what I eat post-workout.
You're so fancy. You're so fancy.
You're fancy.
You're fancy, girl. And I'm the opposite, where I don't have any problems hormonally, dietary. So I've been a kid that's always ate breakfast. I've always ate breakfast my whole life. Like, I would get up, eat, and go. Even when I did, like, early morning runs in college and stuff, I would eat something and go. So I am the rule of thumb in my own life where, same thing, I like to eat before. When I was a kid, I'd eat cereal. Now I eat oatmeal or cream of rice, which I can't stand. It is a texture. It was just weird because what's the difference between cream of rice and oatmeal? Nothing. Nothing at all. They're both kind of just like the swampy thing that you eat. But sometimes I have to change it back and forth. Sometimes it could be like Ezekiel bread is another thing that I love. Well, I am all about Ezekiel. Like, if I could have married Ezekiel bread, I would marry Ezekiel bread. It's my
That's
jam.
Awesome.
When you toast it, oh my god, it's just so good. Maybe it's so good with like peanut butter or jelly or even just butter on it. It just melts the right way. Moment for
Have
Ezekiel
you given
bread.
Belle Ezekiel bread?
I haven't given her any actually. Maybe I'll do that tonight because I normally have it be.
So I just saw something. Bed.
Yeah.
I saw this other fitness mama who she has, I think, a 9-month-old, and she takes Ezekiel bread and she soaks it in like pear juice or prune juice or whatever. And then she lets it dry just a little tiny bit and then she gives it to her daughter in like little pieces.
I mean, that makes perfect sense. The pear juice will help her stay regular too. And then she was just standing by herself for a second. Can we say that? Can we talk about this real quick?
Yeah.
Belle took her first unassisted steps, and I was a wreck. A wreck.
Oh my god. That's so exciting!
It was only like 2-3 steps, and then it was like 1-2. Three wobble into your arms. It was Mike and I like back and forth, but my whole body turned red. I was like, teary-eyed. Mike was obviously making fun of me, but she took her first 2 steps. Now it's hard because it's just her and I, but we've been practicing it. But yeah, that's a huge deal. Sorry, I cut us completely.
That is huge. That's huge.
Completely off track. So back to post workout. So my favorite post-workout is cereal. I was a person who lived off cereal, and I would still live off cereal, to be honest, if I could, because it's super easy and just wait out, eat it. The other thing is, so Rice Krispie Treats came into my life probably about the same time it came into Andrew's life, when we were listening to the Geared Up podcast. As we're talking about Rice Krispie Treats being something that was an easy digestive carb, where you're going to get it into your body fast and out and get that glycogen need to restore the body. So that is one of my favorite things that Andrew has put back into my diet. On a normal life, it would be probably like a donut.
Which is a little higher in fat than I probably should have, but you know, a girl's gonna do what a girl's gonna do when she's in normal life. Sum it up, we both have different ideas of it because of where we were in our lives. That's the exact thing you should be doing in your life, is testing what it should be for you, but you should definitely have some kind of carb, whether it's just a banana or your oatmeal or whatever, but you definitely should have some kind of carb around your workout because your glycogen storage needs to be higher to increase that lean body mass. Cheat meals. Just go crazy or not.
I say no. Because yeah. Don't be a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Don't be an asshole. Don't be an asshole with your food. I think that it should still be calculated to some degree. So it should be a free meal. And I like to do sushi and froyo if I had to, or a burger with sweet potato fries.
I love that you say have
but
to.
It's a meal. Yeah, because I don't like uncalculated things.
I know.
No, I need people to keep in mind. It's just because it's harder for me to take insulin because I'm looking at the food and I'm like, I have no clue how many carbohydrates are in here or how much sugar or blah, blah, blah. So I like when things are simple, but I will be down for like two specialty sushi rolls and a small froyo.
Me, I agree. I think you should measure it. I think it should be consistent. So every time I send Andrew the thing, it's the same thing. Even if I don't really want it, to be honest, I still have it. For me, again, food's not a thing. Which was, someone was like, do the meal because I'm supposed to. And I guess it's supposed to make me feel better about my life because I can have a cheat meal. To be honest, I kind of belittling, and I don't mean that, but for me, it doesn't make me feel better to have pizza. Does that make sense?
I'm right there with you.
Right. Is it nice to have something different? Yeah, sure it is. But I just want to say this many, many times. You got to take that emotion out of your... You shouldn't want to have a cheat meal. You can have a free meal, meaning like, I'm going to go out with my significant other and I'm not going to worry about what they cooked it in. But I'm still going to get close to
exactly
what I made it. Like, I'm still gonna have a meat, veggie, and probably some kind of carb. When you're at that point where you're just like, oh my god, Friday is pizza day, yeah, that means that you're tying your life to a pizza. Like, you're tying your happiness to a pizza. Why?
Right.
I know that I'm a terrible cook, but I could burn that shit and be like, oh, there goes my life.
Maybe that's why you and I are very similar when it comes to food, because I suck at cooking.
No, I hate it. Maybe it is why. And but when my client listened to the podcast and she's like, I just don't understand how you just don't care. You just think it's fuel. It's not that I don't understand. I just don't know why you can't think it's not fuel and just that's it. Like, my emotional ties for everything, like holidays, everything. When I think of holidays, when I think of Thanksgiving, I think of the parade and hanging out with my family. When I think Christmas, I think of hanging out with my family. I don't think of, oh, turkey, or I don't even know, the Christmas cookies. I don't think of that. Halloween, I'm like, okay, candy, but. I mean, I can buy any of that candy normally. I got like an aha moment. Danica was, she texted me that and she's like, I don't understand how that you do this. And I was like, I think it's because when I was a kid, food wasn't our thing. You meaning we were thankful to just have food, period. It wasn't, food was what our comfort was. Food wasn't our reward system. Food was like a necessary thing because we didn't have money. My mom chose to eat, or she chose to let me eat. For us, it was like it wasn't a huge deal. It was literally survival of the fittest, more like animals, which is why animals, you don't see a lot of animals in the wild
overweight because they're not like, oh, I had a bad day. I need to eat my rocky road.
Right.
They're like,
maybe, you know what, this could be a whole different topic, but I think that the relationship that people have with food goes way back to a lot of things.
100%.
Now that like you're talking about that, I think that my relationship with food, one, stems from having to, at 11, having to just calculate it, and then struggling with an eating disorder, trying to find a relationship with food that wasn't negative. And the only way that I could have a healthy relationship with food was to look at it as fuel. Because if I didn't look at it as fuel, then I would look at it, I would resort back to like the negative, like you're bad, you're bad, you're bad. Does that make sense?
Yep. I 100% agree. It's a hard thing to talk to other people who live a different life, but that's why you need to talk to other people, because you never know what it's, what someone else is going through. You never know what's... Our shells are just our shells, and there's so many other shells going on, all different brains inside each shell. Okay, so last question. So a two-parter. How long did it take for you to feel stage ready?
On show day.
You're saying you knew you were show day ready on show day.
Because I think that that's when you should be ready.
Yeah.
And I, unless you want to be early, so to say, and kind of like play with things with your trainer or your coach, I think that that's cool. So some people are like 3 weeks early, like show ready 3 weeks early, and then they can kind of see, like play around a little bit. But I honestly feel show ready, show day.
So for me, it depends on if I've done a show before or not. So a lot of my preps have been 2 weeks apart, to be honest. So I prepped for one show for 12 weeks, and then it was 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks for the next three shows. So I was ready for that first show, but I kept getting better. Like I never wasn't what I thought ready to step on stage ever. I just want to say that, because some people are like, well, do you ever step on stage and not really? No. I've never stepped on stage and didn't think this was the best I could be. The next time I stepped on stage 2 weeks later, I was like, oh, I could be better. Oh, I could be better. And that could be because maybe my thought process when I first started shows and was doing it like that was like, oh, I'm good enough right now. Now I'm good enough. I'm good enough. And then the year next, I was like, oh, okay, I need to take some time to get good enough again. And then I usually like to make my peak week easiest week for me. So I don't want to have to be crazy to be 100% honest from where I am right now. It's hard to be moment to moment happy where you are. Because sometimes I'll be like lifting. I was like, yeah, there's the shoulders. There it is. And I'm like, meh, meh. Oh, the shoulders are gone. Or I will be like, there's the shoulders. And then I'll go pose, and I was like, oh, there's everything else, though. So, moment to moment, you should be like, oh, I'm getting better. I'm getting better. So, progress ready? Is that a good way to think of it? Progress?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.